Producers like to have the chance to see the new hybrids and as they think about what selections they're going to make for the next plantings, and that way they've got a little more information to go on as they make that selection. Then we come back in and we try to have some educational programming for producers on timely topics. We had Dr. Wienberg from Israel could talk on the use of inoculants and where they work, how they work, and things that producers should consider as they look at purchasing these products here to help ensile their products. One timely topic that a lot of producers, particularly with forage sorghum, are facing is the sugarcane aphid, which is a new pest here in Georgia within recent years, but it's in the southeast and it is causing quite a bit of problem. So a lot of producers have questions on that. Dr. Bunting provides some information on control as well as some background on the sugarcane aphid. Dr. Bob Kimmerer to talk about controlling corn diseases in corn. Certainly corn is our primary silage that most dairymen produce to feed their cattle, and a lot of beef producers use that as well to feed either their stock cows or their calves. And certainly the better job we do controlling corn diseases, the better the yield as well as the quality. And Dr. Jose Santos talk about some issues related to feeding dairy cattle when milk prices have dropped here, and basically how can we utilize forages there to kind of help ride through some of the lower milk prices and slimmer margins there in income over feed cost.
The event also included a baling demonstration. Now, if you have never attended one of these events, Dr. Bernard said in odd years it is held in Tifton, Georgia, while in even years it takes place in Citra, Florida. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.